Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Without doubt, the biggest story in the offseason, Aaron Rodgers.
Well, we stand with the quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, still at odds with the Green Bay Packers organization.
You're looking at a situation with the Packers where you have a GM and Brian Gutekunst.
There was a report today that Aaron's condition on returning is that you're no longer the GM.
You certainly don't like to hear those things, but at the same time, it's kind of part of the gig.
If you can't overcome a personal issue you have with the guy you work for, then that might be too much.
I had to assess the situation. Not necessarily wanted to be a lame duck quarterback, especially after an MVP season.
And a lot of people thought that Aaron would not come back. He would not play.
Rodgers takes, pump fakes once and again, scrambles to his right, buying time, takes it himself. He's to the five, to the end zone, for the touchdown!
I'd like to punch him in his face.
I saw Olin Krutz said he wanted to punch me in the face.
Yeah.
I'd like to punch him in his face.
I mean, have you seen a guy be more honest about everything?
He had the vaccinated, immunized affair.
Yeah, I've been immunized.
Aaron Rodgers has coronavirus.
I consulted with a now good friend of mine, Joe Rogan.
Now, the rules of the game are that you must acquiesce with the woke mob at all times. However, when you live above the game, the game does not exist. That's where I'm at.
Robbie Gould going for the game winner.
Robbie Gould, who spent 11 years kicking in Chicago for the Bears.
Kick end over end to the uprights.
I'm sitting on a Packers future Super Bowl ticket, and it is good.
It is good! Good as gold!
The San Francisco 49ers advance.
This is the end of the game.
On a 45-yard field goal by Robbie Gould.
Describe how you're feeling right now after what just happened.
A little numb, for sure. Didn't think it was going to end like this.
Some of you Packer fans are classy, but for some of you obnoxious scumbags, I got one thing.
And that's that.
One, two, three.
And here we go, Tim. Here we go.
Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Here we go, Jim. This is going to be a big
one.
Here
we go, Tony. We are ready, folks.
Yeah, we are. An all-time football weekend, and we're ready to hang out with our friends in the MOB. Three-point games. And then the all-time classic of Chiefs and Bills, man. I don't know that it gets any better in terms of sports theater than we got over the weekend.
What do we have, 188 yards passing by Pat Mahomes after the two-minute warning
last night? Yeah, he's good.
He's good. That offense can be unstoppable. And yet still, Leslie Frazier could have done a little bit more to stop them there at the end. It's not a great day for Bears relationships to the coaching rumors as they are out there. If we are to believe the stuff that's come out like this morning and it's flowing right now, there are lots of different people on the around the league that I'd like for them to be associated with than some of the names that we're seeing.
I would certainly like for Brian Daboll's name to be hotter in this city.
Me too.
Right? If Matt Nagy was not great in the play calling disaster for Chiefs and Titans when they forgot about running the ball with Kareem Hunt and they settled for all those field goals and the Bears hired him off that game, the inverse of that would be hiring Brian Daboll off that game, right? where your quarterback has 9 touchdowns in 2 playoff games, and it's basically you're involved in this heavyweight title fight of a football game for the ages. Like, it'd be nice to have Brian Daboll linked to the Bears today.
And I think by now most people understand that Daboll is more than just this cycle's version of Matt Nagy, because he's been on Nick Saban's staff at Alabama. He's been on Bill Belichick's staff. He's won 5 titles as an assistant coach. 5. So he's been around a lot of different kinds of offenses, not just one guy coming with one thing and trying to do his version of that. But to your point, he's been with him every step of the way. Daboll, since he was drafted, every moment of the development has been with Josh Allen. And yes, here going out, he called an unbelievable game as the offensive coordinator last night.
While I am anxious, like many people, for the Bears to have a GM and a coach in place, they better not do it today, because I just want to talk about those 4 games, man. I just want to live in the glory that was that weekend and how amazing it was. And Tanny giving the Packers and Aaron Rodgers the Goodfellas treatment is just, it's chef's kiss. It's beautiful, because as someone who was rooting very hard for the Packers because of family and because of money. Like the you know what I mean? Like, just, I'm being honest with you.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Like, I was,
and because
rooting
of your longtime adoration for Aaron Rodgers, which is well documented. But I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely, as a football player, I am a huge, huge fan of his. He's taken a huge hit for me this year, but no, it would make Brad happy, my dad happy, my sister happy, my nephew happy, like on a fan part. But then also, I would have won a lot of money if they would have won the Super Bowl. So I was rooting hard for them. But they, basically the second it ended and they lost, I was like, "Ah, well, that's pretty funny." Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was pretty easy for me to flip the switch to, holy crap, I can't believe Aaron Rodgers is 39-10 his last 3 regular seasons.
That's incredible.
And he's 2-3 in the playoffs with every game happening at Lambeau.
They've now had home field all the way through for the last 3 years and lost every year at Lambeau.
Two, and now, listen, as I cited in transition, wins are not a QB stat, right? Jimmy Garoppolo has 2 touchdowns and 4 interceptions in 5 playoff games, and he's 4-1. But so wins singularly are not a quarterback stat, but the fact that Aaron Rodgers is now 8-7 in the postseason since he won the Super Bowl, and he's 2-3 in the last 3 years when he's averaged 13 wins per regular season, and he's able to score 1 touchdown.
That's the thing.
Like, he's a choker. Like, there is something about Aaron Rodgers in the postseason that he has to wear. And because I admit, I assigned none of it to him before Saturday night's game. I was like, it was coaching, it was defense, it was special teams, it was the organization not surrounding him. I had assigned it none of it to him. But you could not watch that game and see him heave it up to Devontae Adams deep as a total prayer when Alan Lazard was open 20 yards over the middle of the field. Miss Devontae Adams down the right side to Josh Norman, where he throws it into his feet instead of leading him out there. He messed up. Like, only 2 guys caught passes, basically. Aaron Jones and Devontae Adams had 97% of the receiving yards.
There was that beautiful play to Aaron Jones on the little wheel route when San Fran thought they were going to sit on it at the end of the first half, set up what should have been a field goal at the end of the first half. It's amazing. Look, I enjoyed watching the failure, and I enjoyed seeing him out, and I want to jump on that choker call, but it's like, if special teams does their job, they win that game. You know, they come out of there with a win, but he's got to come up with more scores than that.
You can't have 10 points.
You can't have 10 points.
You can't have the MVP of the league and an all-pro receiver playing against a bottom half of the league secondary at home, a California team at Lambeau at night in the snow.
That's supposed to be your purview, and they were the ones that looked more uncomfortable.
Yes, the special teams was responsible for 10 points. Like that, yes, absolutely. Aaron Rodgers is supposed to be able to overcome that, man.
Mm-hmm.
There is no explanation as to what happened in that spot to their offense. Like, your defense gives up basically nothing, and your special teams gets an F, obviously. But when you got the MVP of the league at quarterback, you've got to be able to overcome 10 points by your special teams.
And he will live with it. Peyton Manning had to live with it for a while, and eventually, you know, was able to be on some teams towards the end where he would go and get it done. And, you know, John Elway had to live with it for a while before he had Terrell Davis in a running game. Clayton Kershaw had to live with it before he had a lot more helping him out with the Dodgers. Rodgers, even though he's 1-1, is going to have to live with this. And then you start to wonder, what does that mean to him in this offseason? Do you leave knowing that that is the label in Green Bay? Or do you come back and try to do it again?
I don't know, because he's what he's saying is true. Like, they are $40 million over the cap. Devondre Campbell, who first-team All-Pro linebacker, is a free agent. Devontae Adams is a free agent, so you can only franchise tag one of them. And your situation where you're not a free agent, but they've agreed that if you want to go somewhere else, they will work with you on a trade. Like, next year's Packers roster will not be as good as this year's Packers roster. Now, it should still be very good if Rodgers is there, right? If they franchise tag Devontae Adams and sign Rodgers to a contract extension, like, next year's Packers team will be the preseason favorite in the NFC. So they absolutely can win in Green Bay next year. But I could see him looking at this and saying, this was our best shot. We were the one seed. We had home field advantage. We had everybody. I was an MVP, and we didn't get the job done, so I'm going to go somewhere else. I could see it happening.
I wonder what the effects of watching his former division opponent, Matt Stafford, get to the Super Bowl with the LA Rams is going to have on that thought process in a couple of weeks. Because don't you think, I think Stafford and the Rams will take care of the Niners and get there, and then you've got the guy who escaped from Detroit.
They're a 3.5-point favorite. Like, the Niners can win that game.
Of
like,
course.
Yes, they're favored, but the Rams are a smaller favorite against the Niners than the Packers were against the Niners.
But even just watching this Sunday, seeing, you know, people leave. Manning left. The aforementioned Manning left. Stafford has left. Sometimes you got to go. Brady's in Tampa. But,
so I listen, no one has any idea what he is going to do. But after the game Saturday, it was the first time in every profile piece, every Pat McAfee interview, if he leaves, it's not going to be because of his relationship with Brian Gutekunst or Mark Murphy. It's going to be because he doesn't believe that they are suited to win for the next 4 years. Like, it's the first time he's ever mentioned salary cap and free agency and roster turnover. Like, he wants to go somewhere that seems to be set up for the next, if he's going to play 4 more years, he wants them to be a contender for the next 4 years. So, Denver? Pittsburgh? Like, Packers aren't trading him in the NFC. Mm-hmm. I feel like those are the, you know, I'm sure Indy would want him. I'm sure Cleveland would want him. I'm sure Miami would want him.
Yeah, but no, if I'm him, I definitely want to come to the AFC and play against Mahomes and Josh Allen and Justin Herbert and Joe Burrow. That's what I'd like to do.
I know. Like, that's the thing. Like, I'm with you. But so I have no idea what he's going to do, but the Packers roster next year will not be as good as the Packers roster this year. And I am just, I'm kind of shook as someone who is a card-carrying member of the Aaron Rodgers is the most talented quarterback I'd ever seen play the position before Pat Mahomes fan club. Like, I had put all of his playoff failures on other people, and you just cannot do that with Saturday night. A lot of that was on him.
The loss 3 years ago in 2019 was in San Francisco. So let me correct that. I think I had said everything was at home. It wasn't all at home. 2019 NFC title game was in San Fran.
Yeah, there was a game where they ran for like 200 yards on them.
Exactly. Where they Kyle Shanahan all over Aaron Rodgers the entire
way. Yeah, it's just, but 39-10 the last three regular seasons and 2-3 in the postseason is just a crazy thing. And so it does feel like the best thing for him would be, hey, forget the AFC, right? Like, forget the Broncos and having to play Herbert and Mahomes 4 times a year, right? Mm-hmm. Forget the Steelers and having to play Burrow and Lamar Jackson 4 times a year. I'll hang out with Kirk Cousins, Justin Fields, and Jared Goff. Like, I think I'm fine right where I am. That is the easiest path. But the guy's impossible to predict. He's impossible to predict.
I spent the last couple of months slowly believing more and more and more that he was going to stay, that it was going to be the best thing, that the relationships had been repaired. And now here we are. And I know that, like, some people have this mystery about Brady. I don't see that as mystery. I can't imagine that he would walk away based on how well he has played this year and how they have just done and how they go out.
My theory was that game was on NBC. They normally have Sunday night football. They were mad that they had the early game, and, like, Dick Ebersol leaked the story or something. Like, they leaked the story that this could be your last time ever watching Tom Brady play. Tune in to NBC at 2:30. Like, it was weird seeing Al Michaels during a day game, by the way. But, like, yeah, the guy is going to finish second in the MVP voting. He led the league in yards. He led the league in touchdowns. They're the 2 seed. They now have, you know, before the game, they had the inside track to hosting the NFC Championship game because the Packers had lost, and he's just going to quit? Like, when he had said he could play until he was 50?
By the hair of their skinny teeth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know.
Al.
It's
cracky!
How skinny are your teeth, and how much hair is on them?
Hair on teeth is a weird, that's a weird thing. But you brush your hair, you brush your teeth. I could see how he could be confused, I suppose.
Chinny chin.
By the hair of their skinny teeth.
Yeah, chinny chin chin is what he's going for, right? He's going for chinny chin chin and ends up with skinny teeth.
He's not used to working during the day. Cut him some slack. That man has normally had a nap and a steak before he gets on the air.
Al Michaels and Troy Aikman are your Amazon broadcast team, the rumor. You know? And then Buck and I saw Sean Payton today. Things are going crazy. Nobody knows who's going anywhere.
He was here in the South Loop?
Yeah, I did. I saw him right there. It was out. He was making snow angels, Shane. I'm still looking for Pat Mahomes, though. I'll see him.
Still running across that field.
We'll get him. Don't you
awkwardly.
Worry.
Running awkwardly, but efficiently.
Yes, very efficiently. Yeah, those two quarterbacks, man.
Yeah.
They
enormous. Enormous as well. You know?
Yeah.
And they extend plays, they keep going, and I want our guy to do that, and I don't know if he ever will.
I don't know if he ever will. I don't know if Justin Fields will ever be able to play in a game like that. But I mean it. I'd sign up for what Bills fans, like, fine. Like, you know what I mean? Like, maybe he wins, maybe he doesn't, but he battles Pat Mahomes for the next decade and he can put out performances like that. Like, fine. Sign me up for finding out. I just want to be able to believe that my team can play and hang in those types of games. Jay Glazer has an impactful book out on mental health, and we'll ask him what he can tell us on the Bears coaching search. Jay Glazer and then Bill Fichtner coming up on the Score.
Harkins and Spiegel Show Flashback.
We're talking to Jay Glazer here on The Score.
Share with us, if you can, the perception of Ryan Pace.
I've known him since he was like an intern with the Saints, and the Saints let me in their draft room. I turned to Mickey Loomis. I'm like, who's the guy from Saved by the Bell over there doing that? So to this day, I refer to him as Saved by the Bell.
The sixth general manager in Chicago Bears history, Ryan Pace.
We now have Ryan Pace's next job. He could be Zach Morris's stunt double in the Saved by the Bell reboot. That's perfect.
I don't want you guys thinking I'm some Moneyball GM. I've never made a mistake.
Mike Glennon is our starting quarterback.
Hey, what is going on here?
The Bears' season's going to end on a double doink.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for you, Preppy.
The Chicago Bears select Mitchell Trubisky.
For sure.
Way to go, Ryan Pace.
We got a tremendous amount of joy from our last visit with Jay Glazer when he said and shared with us that he refers to Ryan Pace as Saved by the Bell. Thrilled that Jay is joining us again on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. His book, available wherever books are sold, I believe starting tomorrow. It's The book is Unbreakable, How I Turned My Depression and Anxiety into Motivation, and you can too. Jay, thanks for coming back on The Score, man. How you doing today?
Absolutely, man. How you guys doing?
Great. Thanks, Jay.
We're doing very well.
You guys have the best freaking opens, man. Who does your opens? Those are great.
Yeah, that's Chris Tannehill, the best audio man in the business.
He certainly is, man. I need him as my hype guy wherever I go.
No, can't have him. Sorry. Nice offer, but no go.
Jay, congrats on the book. We talked to you a little bit about, you know, mental health last time, but I've seen some of the interviews that you've been doing. It seems so deeply personal to you. We all are very, you know, proponents of talking about mental health. We're all in therapy here. What made you decide that now is the right time to be as vulnerable as you're being?
So, man, I've never hidden anything. But it's funny. My friends used to say, oh, Jay's crazy. Well, in football and fighting, that's kind of a badge of honor, you know? And, like, I've always kind of looked like, man, I'm messed up, but I'm good with my messed upness. I'm all right with it. And, you know, in my MVP charity, which we have a chapter in Chicago, we open up to each other. You got a bunch of badasses in that room, warriors, and, man, we're so vulnerable. We open up. And, you know, when I'm of service to somebody, it helps cut through the gray for me. It helps me alleviate some of my daily depression, anxiety. And just for everybody knows at home, like, this isn't something new for me. I was either born with this or if it's childhood trauma. I don't have any memories not having depression, anxiety, or living in the gray is what I call. It's always been there. And it's actually forced me to motivate myself. Like, because of the level of, and mine's dark, mine's bad. Like, I never know which version of me I'm waking up with every day. It sucks. And, man, this anxiety and depression gets me to where I don't really like or love the person. And, like, I'm stuck with somebody. I'm stuck in my own skin of somebody I don't know how to love or like. I just don't know how to do it. As a result of that, it's motivated me to go do such great things so I can kind of get some love from the outside in. And I don't really know how to love myself from the inside out. So I was doing an interview like 2 years ago about something that we talk about in MVP. And I just said, yeah, I suffer from depression, anxiety. And, you know, for me, I've used it to actually do these great things. And it's a daily battle, but I got these teammates of veterans and ex-athletes that helped me walk this walk. And all of a sudden the reaction was like, oh my God, you have it too? You have it? And once the reaction was that, I realized I could help out a lot more people. I was like, all right, I'm in. Like, this is, you know, one of the things that gets me through my gray is being of service. And another is having a team. So if I could be of service to the world, and look, if people listen at home, you may not have clinical depression and anxiety like I do. You may just be fighting to do something bad because we went through a pandemic, or your husband or wife or your kid or somebody. You may just want to understand somebody better. This book will help you understand that better, probably help you with your own gray, and I hope help you realize you're not as alone as you thought. So I'm trying to, like, for me, being of service helps me get through to see the blue, and having a team helps me see the blue. So I'm hoping I could, by opening up, that I'm going to have a lot more teammates out there, because, like, when I say I need it, man, I need it on a daily basis. This ain't something that it's three times a year. It's every damn day, and it sucks. And I got to do whatever I can to get myself out of that gray every day, because my son deserves that, my friends deserve that, and I'm trying to teach myself how to deserve that.
It's laid out really well in the book, Jay Glazer, about the unbreakable mindset, about living in the gray, using laughter to fight the gray, which we can certainly relate to trying to do on this show, and being proud of your scars. And as you're talking about it and kind of living with the reality of it, I'm wondering if you being able to talk about it has increased the quality of your relationships with your sources in the NFL business, with executives, with players, with real people. Has your openness helped those relationships or hurt them?
No, it's really helped. And the crazy thing is, and it's what I want people to really understand at home, when I've opened up to my friends in the NFL, man, there's been no shame. It's gotten us so much closer together. And actually, the chapter that I talked – everybody talks about mental health. I wanted to describe it. Like, I want people to be able to see that and go, oh, yeah, that's what I feel, so they can explain it to other people. So it's actually a conversation a year ago this week that I was having with Sean McVay and Andrew Whitworth. Witt and I are both screwed up. Okay, so we're good with it, right? We use it for the right way, right? Witt used it to still play when he's 40 or 111, however old he is. And I use it to motivate me to do these big things. And we're explaining to Sean, and Sean is like, I don't get it. I'm like, you don't get it because your life is a nightlight. And you got the perfect life. Like I said, but Sean, imagine how much better of a coach you could be if you could understand it. He said to me, well, how many of my players you think got it? And I said, that's not the question you need to ask yourself. It's how many of your secretaries and your scouts and your assistant coaches and your friends. It's everywhere, especially nowadays. Social media, we all think our lives suck. We see so much hate on Twitter. It's a harder world. And Sean allowed me. We had a two-hour conversation where Witt and I were trying to teach him about life in the gray. And he allowed me to write it, like, all of it, for this chapter to explain it to people. So it's actually made me a lot closer with them. And, yeah, you'd be surprised. Like, hey, Matt, I wish I knew this a long time ago, because how I see the reaction has been from my best friends. I never told Strahan until 2 months ago, like, how full it was. And he's like, why not? I said, I don't know. I was just ashamed with you. He said, but I'm a brother. I'm your best friend. I'm like, I don't make the rules of this thing, dude. Like, I don't know. But his reaction to me was, there was one night I couldn't go out because it was so bad. It just kicked my butt. And, like, man, the beast just got out and just walloped me. And just told him I can't come to dinner. And he's like, why? I said, man, it just got me. He said, you want me to come over? I said, nah. He said, you want to talk about it? I said, nah. I'm just going to go to bed. He goes, why have you never told me? I'm like, I don't know, man. But the fact that his reaction was, well, I'm going to come over. I want to talk about it. I could have had that for 30 years. If I had just been not ashamed to open up, I could have had somebody there that could have got my back with this 30 years ago. So that's what I really want people to see this and go, oh, my God, there is no shame in it. We all got something, especially nowadays. We all got some sort of gray. So I want people to start opening up. And I'm trying to get everybody to be on my team here. Team gray. Team F the gray.
The book is called Unbreakable, How I Turned My Depression and Anxiety into Motivation, and you can too. It's so personal, right? And like you said, for some people, it's clinical. For some people, it's talk therapy. For some people, they need medication. For other people, it's situational. How do you take what is your specific journey with this and say, hey, I can help you? Because it seems to me like it's an incredibly noble attempt, but it also feels kind of daunting given how personal the struggle is for each individual person.
Yeah. Well, that's what, like, I tell people what my journey's been like, and I'm hoping you can glean something from my journey for yours. The biggest thing, I'm trying to show people they ain't alone, right? And especially dudes are so, like, afraid to show that side of them. Like, yeah, no one's questioning my manhood. So I can cry to you on a drop of a dime. But, you know, I get really, really deep into what it's like to live in this, very deep. And I'm just hoping that somebody will relate, or somebody goes, oh, I didn't think of that. Or somebody says, oh, maybe this idea could help me out. Because here's the one thing I want to. I won't give up. I won't. My gray has been really, really dark where I have not wanted to live. But I will not. I'm not going to take that route ever. Because I don't want to put that pain on anybody else. So it's not an option for me. And our MVP crew, they're great of making we've saved a lot of lives for a lot of our vets. And there are 22 vets a day that are killing themselves. Man, that is not okay. So I'm doing whatever I can to help try to drop that number. And we've done a great job with it with MVP. I'm hoping that the same lessons we have from MVP, which I write in the book, could help with the rest of the world as well. So, yeah, I know it's a personal thing. And I talk about, medications haven't worked for me. But I will keep trying. If something new comes out, I'll try it. But in the meantime, I've got to find skills that I can get from behind my rib cage and between my ears that could get me through this and build me up and motivate me. And yet, when you talk about my scars, like, I don't brag about my successes, but I am damn proud of my scars, like every one of them. And I got a lot of scars from fighting, and I'm damn proud. And I got a lot of scars from emotional scars from, like, people will see in the book, the first 11 years of my career, I made $9,700 a year and trying to outwork the world and being rejected more than any human being you'll ever see in your life. Oh, and I was living in New York City, so I don't know how I paid any bills. And people will say, oh, but you've got money now, you're rich, and you're famous. My wallet is not antidepressant. And I've been on both sides of it. I've been broken and broke, living in the worst neighborhoods you can imagine. And I've been on this side of it, too. And I thought when I got to this level, it'd be rainbows and unicorns, but it's not. Because then you just start getting afraid you're going to lose it all. So it's a daily struggle, man. It's a daily battle for a lot of us. And like I said, too, especially when we're comparing ourselves to everybody else's filtered fraction of a second on Instagram, thinking our lives suck. Our lives don't suck, but it's hard not to feel that for some sort of gray because we feel so left out. We're comparing ourselves. And again, we just see so much hate out there these days.
Yeah. Jay, we know you got to go. Congrats on the book. All the success in the world. Just really quickly, Bears, can you give us anything on the Bears, please? What are they going to do?
Look, I love it. I love that they interviewed Ryan Poles. I think Ryan Poles is beyond ready. I love that. Look, I know you guys bag on Ryan Pace, but he actually left him pretty good cap space. But the big thing is, you know, it's they got to hire a coach who looks at Justin Fields like, okay, I love this guy coming out of the draft. That's the biggest thing. If a coach looks at him and goes, I love this guy coming out of it, they need to go in the interview and go, I loved him. I have him here in the draft, and here's why, and this is what I could do with him, and I can build this culture, and I can build this guy. That's just, you don't look just a play caller. You don't look at it through, don't hire a coach who's just going to look at it through a small lens and go, okay, we're just going to call plays at this guy. No, you got to develop him. So you want to find someone who loved him coming out of the draft.
Jay Glazer, all the best on the book, Unbreakable, How I Turned My Depression and Anxiety into Motivation, and you can too. Thanks, Jay. Great stuff, man.
I really appreciate it, man. Trying to build this team, man. I think it can help everybody at home. So it's sold wherever you buy books.
Yep,
absolutely. Thank you very much.
Very valuable. Thanks, Jay.
We will continue to plug it. That's Jay Glazer, available wherever books are sold. Arguably the greatest football game that's ever been played. Certainly one of the most entertaining. What's it like to be a diehard fan on the losing end? Our friend and yours, the actor, Bill Fichtner. But he doesn't want to be known as an actor. He wants to be known as a Parkinson Spiegel contributor. Next on The Score.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.